Luke Temple is here today. The Brooklyn resident has recently released his second album of layered songs called Snow Beast. He lives in Brooklyn, where he continues his day job as a painter, and he actually began his artistic career at the School of the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston as a visual artist and later switched over to making albums.
I paint murals and do decorative painting. I've been doing that for, I don't know, ever since I graduated. I mean, even during school, I was doing that. It's a skill I have, so it's something I can always find work in. And it's it's basically freelance, so it kind of works around my music well.
Yeah, how did the attraction to music, did it come out of that? Or how did it, I mean,
I always played music, but I think career-wise, yeah. Visual arts seemed like my trajectory through my whole life. My mom's a visual artist, and I actually come from a long line of female portrait painters, the Emmett family, and I'm the first male to sort of have the torch passed. And I was specifically a portrait painter. That was kind of the genre I worked in. And I think music was something I did for fun, and it was just more of a visceral experience, something I could kind of like just let go. And there wasn't as many concerns. But once I moved to New York and I realized like all the logistic concerns of like having a career in the visual arts and affording a studio and art supplies and everything on top of living in the most expensive place on the planet, like I always had my guitar. So it just sort of like, it was really like kind of a utilitarian like decision at first, because it was just the most practical thing. And then I started writing songs, and then it just kind of went from there.
I'm sort of laughing to myself, and that music becomes the more practical thing to do. A lot of people wouldn't see it that way.
Well, neither are very practical, I guess, you know. Right. But
well, it's interesting that you were doing a kind of a really proscribed kind of art, you know, a certain form, a certain style to it, and your music seems really much more amorphous and diverse. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I had more, in my mind, I had more of a context for my art, for my visual art. And there was like something historical about it for me, just in terms of my own family history, and then just going to art school in general, you know, and having to consider all these things that, I guess maybe if I went to school for music, it'd be different, you know, but it was always something that was free for me. I didn't like prescribe any rules for myself, so I've kind of like kept that freshness. And I never studied music theory or anything, so everything's still kind of like, I treat it as like a discovery when I find something new or like a new melody or a different like chord voicing, like it's all still exciting to me, and I'd rather just keep it that way.
Well, I want to play something from Snow Beast in a bit, but why don't you do a piece solo to start things off? What do you want to do?
This song is called Thankful Survivor. It's a new song.
I'd like to keep this thing simple. I'd like to take this here slow. Float like a bird on a wave with an aching blow. You seem to color your world, dear. Some kind of rainbow machine. Teach me to color these stars like the ones in my dreams. I see a wide open space and a world out on its own. The edge of your innocent eyes cut straight to the bone. It's that old weight, my dear. It's hard for carrying through, and it's the weight on your innocent heart that makes me wanna love you. straight to the bone. It's that
if that's your introduction to our guest today, Luke Temple, I think you get a lot about what he's about. Just wonderful singing, really intricate arrangements, even if it's just you on the guitar. You kind of invented how you're playing. You say you didn't really take any lessons or anything.
I guess I have open ears for stuff, you know.
And yeah.
I played with a lot of people that are... I always am playing with people that are a lot better than me, so it's always like trying to catch up.
Now, is that how the songs always begin, with you and guitar? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I picked up banjo last year when I was working on Snowbeast, so now I'm starting to write more on banjo. I'm actually trying to like solely write on banjo right now, just because my band is kind of taking shape with that. That sound is becoming sort of really integral to the sound of my band. So... And I'm liking where that's going. It's only showcased, it's on three tracks on Snowbeast.
Well, Saturday People has the banjo on it. Right?
Time Rolls a Hill has banjo, and then Wears Away.
Well, tell you what, let's play Saturday People from the album, because if people get an idea of this fully fleshed out thing. Did all these people fit into your apartment to play?
No, I mean, they weren't all there at once. I would just do like bass, you know, I'd lay down basic tracks first, like bass and drums, and... It was a really simple situation. I would I don't know if this is getting too techie, but I would, you know, mic drums with like one microphone. It was like a really pared down situation because I only had so much to work with. And I'd have to do it at really sneaky times, like especially drums.
Yeah.
And we'd just do it until we'd hear a bang on the wall. And they usually come from every angle, you know. So then we just stop. And then we'd have to just kind of suck it up and try to do it again another day.
That's kind of low-techy. But so this is Saturday People. Saturday People from our guest today, Luke Temple. That is from his album called Snowbeast, the second one, and he's playing live today. We heard a brand new song called Thoughtful Survivor, and you want to do something from Snowbeast?
Sure. I'll do this owl song. Thank you.
all the owls sing.
That is the Owl Song, another one you'll find from the new album from Luke Temple, our guest. That's from Snow Beast. You know, when you start out, you get all these comparisons to all these people. And for you, I'm astonishing range. I mean, they go from Elliott Smith to Sufjan Stevens and a bunch of other people. And do any of them ring true to you? Or what is your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess people need to make comparisons, you know, and especially like, you know, there's something so immediate when you hear like a sort of falsetto-ish male voice that they're put in a certain bracket.
Exactly.
Or if you hear, you know, if it's like really arranged, you know, and there's banjo, it's Sufjan, if it's, you know, like folky, kind of like with lots of chords on guitar and kind of morose, it's Elliott Smith, you know. I get a lot of Paul Simon. I like all of them, you know. None of them specifically, like, have been specific influences. I mean, maybe Elliott Smith. I was pretty obsessed with him for a while. He definitely crept in there, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. He's not someone I think about so much these days, but I kind of oversaturated myself with him. But I definitely like listened to him enough that it's probably informing what I do. Yeah, I mean, I gig Jeff Buckley all the time, and I never really even listen to his music. I don't dislike him, but, you know.
I think that has to be just totally about your range, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Luke Temple is our guest. What do you want to do next?
I'll do People Do.
While I drink this morning blood, it's got a sour grip on me. I can hear that train approaching to take me silently, but I won't go where I should, for I'm scared. People
You think that's true?
Well, I definitely think that I have intentions that I stray from constantly. So yeah, that's probably coming from personal experience.
That's called People Do, and that's Luke Temple. What is the lyric writing process for you? They really seem real honed to me. I mean, I don't know how they come to you.
Well, that one came with the chorus, like "People do what they don't mean to do." I was just like sort of humming it without even realizing. I was like walking home at night in the winter last winter, and I was just singing that sort of refrain, and then I wrote the song around that. Usually I just start out really broad and then I kind of narrow down. I kind of let myself let my subconscious kind of go, and then I'll try to find a strand in there somewhere. In the case of like Owl Song or Saturday People, I wasn't even trying to find a strand. I just let it be really sort of just more image-based than anything.
Yeah. Huh, that cutting things down seems more like sculpture than painting. It's interesting.
Well, it's similar with painting, though. Yeah. You know, I usually I would start out really rough, really raw and broad, and then just sort of like cut out the negative space in a way, and just find the narrative in there somewhere. You know, so more. I mean, that's more true in abstract painting, but even in figure painting, you know, like compositionally, it's like the first rule you learn is like when you're starting, like kids always start with like the pupil of the eye and they just work out. And then all of a sudden it's just like the eye's bigger, you know, than
and the feet.
Yeah. Right. So, it's just good to really start broad. So you have perspective on something and then you can work on detail.
Well, thanks a lot for playing live for us. A real treat.
Thank you so much.
Luke Temple, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.